here is Mithika Mwenda, the Secretary General of Pan-African Climate Justice.
Thank you very much, Mr. Esipisu. The purpose of this press conference, which we have finished, is to express our concern about the declaration, which is in draft form, from the fifth session of Africa Ministerial Conference of the Environment, which took place in Botswana last week. We have looked at the declaration, and there are some startling things which we have seen, which we thought that as civil society we need to raise them with our policymakers, because we believe that in draft form there is a chance again of looking at it and making corrections before we confirm it as a final African position for the COP19. There are some omissions which are really glaring and which really weakens the African demands in the UNFCCC process. What we thought is that we need to be informed by science, and particularly the recently released IPCC scientific report in Sweden, which actually is unequivocal that we have 98% certainty that now climate change has been caused by man's action, and the warming has increased to significant levels. So when particularly the ministerial declaration steps back from what has been the position of Africa, really, we are really worried. It is a worry for us. For instance, I want to quote one of the part of the declaration, which says, "For the work to enhance ambition and the Durban platform to adequately address the need to limit the increase of global average temperature to well below 2 degrees centigrade." You realize that that's a step back, because the previous African position has been the limit, temperature limit, to well below 1.5. So what has really changed? So those are some of the questions. We also need to adapt a climate catastrophe and effort mitigation, adaptation and technology transfer to developing countries. Developed countries must make available financing of more than 1.5 of their GDP. That has been the African position, particularly from Bamako.